It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
Well, the Blackhawks definitely brought their hard-working effort tonight for Marian Hossa night at the United Center, but unfortunately unable to complete a comeback against the Pittsburgh Penguins as they fall 5-3 here from the UC. But a lot of positives to pull from a good opponent despite the loss against Pittsburgh. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. Taking you up to around 9:30, 9:45 or so. We got a little bit of a late start tonight after the ceremony at the UC, but rightly so. A fantastic event put on by the United Center and the Chicago Blackhawks. Once again, just one of those memorable things that will be thought of for time to come as everyone got together to honor Marian Hossa, retire his number 81. But unfortunately, the game goes in favor of a different one of his former teams in the Pittsburgh Penguins. Pittsburgh picks up its ninth win of the season. They improve to 9-7-3. The Blackhawks move to 6-9-3. Let's bring in Kaylee Chelios, who is breaking down this game with John Weideman. And Kaylee, each period we were pretty much talking about a bit of a slow start, but then the Blackhawks regaining their momentum. The third period, Hawks had a couple of good chances. They were able to tie things up on a goal that was just kind of a random shot coming from Filip Kurashev, but they don't ask how. They just ask how many, and all of a sudden things were looking pretty good. And then it ends up being the Pittsburgh captain to give the Penguins their final, to give them the lead and then the final lead of the entire game.
Yeah, Sidney Crosby really ruined the vibes in here. It was a really good comeback effort. They come out of a 3-0 hole. Marian Hossa's in the building. It's just a few minutes left in the game, and Crosby does what Crosby does and picks up a huge goal. And it, you know what? The effort, it was great. It's just the starts, the slow starts, kind of shot themselves in the foot, turning the puck over and fueling Pittsburgh's offense. And so maybe a little bit of the comeback was just the managing the game as far as Pittsburgh having a 3-0 lead so early. They maybe sat back a little at times, but the Hawks also put on their work boots and were rewarded with a fortunate bounce for Kurashev's tying goal. And, you know, they had a chance to get a point out of this, so disappointing for sure not to be able to. But I like the effort and a much better response after a tough loss in Boston last night.
I don't know if you know this or if John had mentioned it, but apparently that was Sidney Crosby's first goal in Chicago of his career, which I found just mind-blowing. But apparently that is the case, and he had a great night offensively. I mean, four total points. He had the game winner. The Blackhawks did a good job of staying tough with the Pittsburgh Penguins. But I think the one thing that Pittsburgh did so well tonight, Kaylee, was they exposed the Hawks when they made mistakes. And we've seen that happen this year. This was just a prime example of it, that even though you can play tough for the majority of the game, any type of shift or any type of minute that you make a mistake, you maybe take off a little bit, the better team is going to take advantage of it. And that was totally shown in tonight's game.
You're right. You know, a couple of turnovers ended up in the back of the net for the Hawks. And I thought Arvid Soderblom played a really strong game.
Yes.
Made two huge saves on two breakaways shorthanded that Pittsburgh had. So you can't fault him in this game. He did everything he had to try to give them a chance to win. But you're right. I think especially when the Hawks started out flat, I mean, second shot of the game went in for Pittsburgh. But, you know, you have to be tight. And Luke Richardson's, you know, whole mantra is really about accountability and not being able to take a shift off. So I think that's what was so frustrating about Kurashev's tying goal and then the next shift being a goal against them by Crosby is you can't exhale, you can't sit back. And a team like Pittsburgh who play with so much speed and they support each other all over the ice and move the puck so quickly in the offensive zone, finding seam passes, they did expose the Hawks at times. And, you know, a team that has a lot of talent like that, you can't give them that much time and space, and you have to keep them to the perimeter, which at times in this game the Hawks just failed to do so.
Yeah, Crosby with three career goals against the Blackhawks coming into this game, so now make it four in just 16 games, which seems a little light for Sid the Kid. But again, as we're being told, it looks like the first goal ever scored by Sidney Crosby in Chicago. So if you were at this game, you saw some history.
That is Kaylee, a crazy stat.
Right?
I can't believe that. I mean, I looked at the numbers and I didn't realize how well the Hawks have played against Pittsburgh in
right.
recent years at 12-2-1, I think. But I still would have never guessed that one of the most accomplished players of our generation right now, has never scored at the UC, so he must feel good to get that one out.
I'm sure he does. Yeah, it's probably one of those things that's been bugging him like crazy, and now he finally doesn't have to worry about it anymore.
On top of his to-dos, he's got to get a goal at the
yes.
UC. The one thing he hasn't done.
Win 3 Stanley Cups, gold medal, and, yeah, score a goal in Chicago. That's on Sidney Crosby's to-do list. Kaylee, I do really quickly, before we let you go, want to bring up the talk about the power play today, because I thought you brought up a really good point. We saw 5 forwards a few times in the power play for the Hawks tonight, and that's what ended up being, or rather a few times tonight, Pittsburgh had a couple of good shorthanded chances, and I think it was good awareness by you pointing out that just guys maybe a little bit discombobulated with not having a defenseman out there, and I feel like that played a pretty big factor tonight.
Yeah, usually it's the defenseman who makes that drop pass right at the red line or at the Hawks' blue line on the power play, and it just seemed like even in Boston and tonight when there were 5 forwards out there, when one forward tried to make that drop pass, there was just a miscommunication. No one was there to receive it, and then there was a giveaway as well on the second power play opportunity when there were 5 forwards. I believe it was Taze who ended up making a pass, and no one there to receive it, and right back the other way, Pittsburgh capitalized on it. So they've been really good as of late on their PK at pressuring teams on their power play and making them force turnovers, but there just seems to be a breakdown in miscommunication, so that's got to be something that Luke Richardson will address for sure if he wants to continue to put that group of 5 out there again in those situations.
Speaking of miscommunication, I probably should have asked you this earlier. When do we talk to you next? Is it Wednesday?
It's Wednesday, yes. John and I will be going to Dallas.
Okay, awesome. Well,
looking
Kaylee,
forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff as always. Thanks for all the insight tonight, and we'll talk to you Wednesday.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Joe.
That is Kaylee Chelios. She and John Weideman with the call tonight as the Blackhawks fall to the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-3 here at the United Center on Marian Hossa night. It was quite a pregame ceremony. Unfortunately, the Penguins pick up a late goal from Sidney Crosby. Also got an empty netter from Jeff Carter to give them a 5-3 win. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll get the recap of this one as the Hawks were able to overcome a 3-0 deficit to tie the game up, but then quickly coughed up that tie game as Pittsburgh hangs on for the win tonight. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. If you're on your way home from tonight's game at the United Center, you saw 2 things that either haven't ever happened or haven't happened in a long time. Sidney Crosby scored his first goal in Chicago tonight, which is hard to believe, just his 4th career goal against the Blackhawks. And then also, tonight was the first win for the Pittsburgh Penguins in Chicago since 2009. John Weideman had mentioned it. February 27th, it was the Jonathan Toews hat trick game when they were giving away the construction Blackhawks hat. So all of a sudden, a ton of plastic construction hats were down onto the ice, actually twice. As John explained, they had overturned a call of a goal from Jonathan Toews the first time they thought they had the hat trick and then had to allow an opportunity for Toews to score another hat-trick goal, in which he did. Tonight, though, the Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Blackhawks 5-3. You're listening to the Hawks postgame show here on 720 WGN. If you'd like to text us, because we're tight on time, 312-981-7200 from the 708 area code. Joe, can't wait to meet you and Chris Chelios tomorrow night, Sales Beverage World in Villa Park. Let's break out the Bandito. I hear you, 708. Yes, Chris Chelios will be joining us at Sales Beverage World in Villa Park. He's going to be there from 6 to 8 signing his bottles of El Bandito Yankee Tequila. We'll be doing a live edition of Blackhawks Live from 7 to 8. We'll be interviewing Chris Chelios, and we'll also hear the interview I had with Marian Hossa from last night. Should be a fun time. Again, Sales Beverage World tomorrow night in Villa Park. Let's get to how it sounded at the United Center tonight, which, again, the Blackhawks had a bit of a slow start to begin this game, and the Pittsburgh Penguins took advantage of it.
Whips it back to Jake McCabe, Hawk line. He sent it ahead on the left wing for Taylor Radish, but it's taken back by the Penguins. Bratton again into the Hawk zone. Hammers a shot from the top of the left circle. He scores. A quick turnover at center ice, and the Penguins are right back into the Hawk zone, and McGinn finishes with a big blast, set up with a pass from across the rink. Boy, he found the top right corner of the net, and he beat Soderblom with it. 1:04 into the hockey game. It's 1-0 Pittsburgh.
Higgins' fourth point in his last five games. Pittsburgh takes a 1-0 lead just 64 seconds into the hockey game. The Blackhawks did respond well after that, though. They had an overall solid first period. They outshot the Penguins 16-8, but they were trailing 1-0 after 20 minutes. But again, a much different performance than what we saw last night in Boston. Unfortunately, the Blackhawks were on the losing end. Once we begin in the second period, kind of the same situation. Blackhawks got off to a little bit of a slow start. Pittsburgh took advantage, and it was the guy playing in his 1,000th game.
Ryan Poehling will skate the puck through center, over the Hawk line, down the left wing. Poehling with full speed, put it out in front, they score! It's Evgeny Malkin in his 1,000th game. From 10 feet out in front of the Hawk net, snaps it past Soderblom. And the Penguins now extend their lead to 2-0, and that was a perfect setup by Ryan Poehling.
Eighth goal of the season for Malkin, his 452nd career goal in his 1,000th game, and a 2-0 lead for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Less than 2 minutes later, they picked up another goal.
Raquel from the slot fired. You heard it hit the post. Pettersson at the right point to Crosby. Top of the right circle. Put it over Raquel. Left circle. He shoots and scores. Two goals by the Penguins. 4:07 into the second period. And they now lead the hockey game 3-0.
And here is where you start to pull the positives from the Blackhawks' performance last night. I don't care what you think, Tim from Urbana. The Hawks are down from Pittsburgh 3-0 early in the second period. They didn't let things just totally dry out, though. They continued their momentum that they had for the majority of the first period, started making a couple of good chances, and really putting Casey DeSmith, Pittsburgh's goaltender, to the task. And it ended up being some real hard work from their fourth line that got the Blackhawks on the board first.
Intended for Dickinson. He was interfered with by Letang. He didn't have the puck. No penalty call. Now in front of the net, Dickinson. Smith put it in front. Kara shoots and scores! A hard-working shift by the Hawks' third or fourth line pays off here. Dickinson and Kara got together in front of the Penguin net. One took the puck away, set up the other, and it's Kara who buries it for the Hawks' first goal. They trail 3-1.
So another player scoring a big goal in his milestone game. It was Jujhar Khera's 300th career NHL game, getting the Blackhawks on the board after some good, hard-working effort. Jason Dickinson helping him out. Hawks got on the board, and then later on had a few more chances and a power play, and then even were generating some chances shorthanded. The Blackhawks had Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews out there on the ice. As Kane was trying to end his goal drought, he did just so.
Taves with the puck along the left boards, leaves it for Connor Murphy, who takes it to the left wing corner, working against Brian Rust. Murphy wheeling behind the Pittsburgh net to the right corner, drops it to Taves. The Kane in front, he shoots, he scored! Kane let it rip from 10 feet out in front of the net to Smith, trying to get the glove on it, but that hit the top shelf in the left corner. And with the sides 4-4, the Hawks have climbed back to within a goal of the Penguins at 3-2.
We'll go ahead and give Patrick Kane our player with the most heart, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine with teams that take on the toughest cases at over 200 locations. It ended a 10-game goal drought for Patrick Kane as he got the Blackhawks within one goal. Not only that, Luke Richardson had talked about it before the game, that Kane was not a very happy camper after the second period in Boston last night. They were only down by one goal heading towards the end of that second period, and then before you knew it, they were down by 3 goals, and that was the difference of last night's game compared to tonight's game. They were down Pittsburgh 3-0. They fought back, and eventually, as we fast forward over to the third period, were able to tie things up.
The Taves, left wing center ice, he inexplicably gives it away to Bluger. Shorthanded break for Poehling down the slot. Hawks will shoot that! Soderblom is down with a butterfly save. That's a huge save for the Hawks. See if it factors into the outcome of this game.
That was actually a huge stop for Arvid Soderblom. What a night he had tonight as he made a couple of big stops, especially in shorthanded fashion, that the Pittsburgh Penguins were able to take advantage of a couple of mistakes by the Blackhawks. Here is Filip Kurashev's game-tying goal.
Murphy carrying out, moves it to Taves over the center ice circle. Lifts the puck into the right-wing corner. Penguin zone. It was intended for Radish. Petrie got there first, but gave it away. Kurashev fires a score from the corner! Stick of Petrie, and from 4 feet below the goal line in the left wing corner, fired a hard angle shot at the Smith, who misplayed it back into the Penguin net, and we're tied at 3.
Not only did it tie up the game, but it also locked in the over tonight that came in at 6.5 goals for a payout of plus 100. If you were listening to the FanDuel Sportsbook pregame show, that is what we recommended. And getting this from the area code 847 on the text line. Again, if you'd like to text 312-981-7200 from the 847. Hi, Joe. Tailed your card tonight and made bank. Thought Kaner was going to score, so I added that as well. Keep up the great work. Big thanks, 847. And yes, actually, our producer, Jimmy Nash, had predicted a Patrick Kane goal and a Jonathan Toews point. I went elsewhere with the picks, so I will eat that. However, went 2-for-3 tonight. Here was the game-winning goal of tonight's game, though.
Kane's got it. Sent it across the ring. Denzel over the hot line to Crosby, left circle. He fires. Kicked out by Sonnenblom. Rebound. Crosby shoots and scores. Crosby picked up the puck at the top of the Hawk crease. And he went from forehand to backhand and put it in behind Soderblom. And once again, the Penguins are back on top, this time 4-3 with 3:14 left in the third.
Again, that was apparently Sidney Crosby's first goal ever in Chicago against the Blackhawks, his fourth career goal against the Hawks overall. But it was the game winner. The Penguins would pick up an empty net goal from Jeff Carter later on, making it a 5-3 lead and a 5-3 win for the Pittsburgh Penguins as well. Something that our friend John Hansen also pointed out, the Blackhawks having some trouble this year in their shifts after a goal, especially a big goal like Kurashev's was. A big reason why Pittsburgh was able to take the lead and eventually the game tonight, as the Penguins improve to now 9-7-3. The Hawks drop to 6-9-3 on the season. We'll take another break. When we come back, we hope to hear from the locker room. If not, we'll break down this game a little bit more. Hawks fall to the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-3. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. Well, it started as a pretty good day here at the United Center. A fun night. Honoring Marian Hossa and retiring his number 81, the only one to wear 81 in a Blackhawks uniform. But unfortunately, the Pittsburgh Penguins take tonight's matchup 5-3 over the Hawks. I'm Joe Brand. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. Let's get to our three-star selection tonight, which is sponsored by CarStar. Trust CarStar, North America's leading premier collision repair provider, with your collision repair needs. Visit CarStar.com to find a Chicagoland location near you. What year is it? The number one star, Sidney Crosby. The number two star, Evgeny Malkin. The number three star, Rickard Rakell, is again the Pittsburgh Penguins with a two-goal victory tonight. Jumped out to a 3-0 lead. The Blackhawks were able to tie things up, but then Crosby with the go-ahead and game-winning goal in that third period. We played the highlight a little bit earlier, and you might have heard the PA announcer addressing Philip Kurashev's goal to tie up the game, and then that's how quickly Sidney Crosby had responded. If you didn't recognize the voice, that's Chris Dubiel, PA voice of the Chicago Wolves, filling in for Gene Honda tonight, doing a fantastic job as always. And Gene out on assignment in Maui, as he does every year. Luke Richardson, the Blackhawks head coach, talk with the media. Let's hear from him.
3-0 lead, you tie it up, and then just like that, down a goal again. And how frustrating is an ending like this?
Oh, no, it's frustrating. I know the guys must be really frustrated. They put a lot of work in. I know it was a much better game. I know we got down 3-0, but we were really happy with the way the guys were playing harder through their checks and their sticks, and creating a lot of more ozone time for us. And unfortunately, we played from behind. It's really difficult, but give them credit. They came back, and unfortunately, we just got to make sure we're able to sustain that right to the end, and maybe try and catch our breath like I talked about before. It takes a lot coming back like that, so we got to make sure we got to somehow give ourselves a chance to get to overtime, get a point, and then be able to get another gear again after that for looking for the second.
You talked earlier this season about how it's nice to teach after a win. Is this kind of the opposite situation where they did a lot of things right, but then you don't get that win to kind of reward it?
Yeah, I don't think in the NHL you reward any kind of loss, but I think, yeah, you're right. Like, I think there's positives for sure compared to last night. I think last night was one of the first nights that we didn't seem to have, like, the energy to put up that fight all game, even though might have looked aesthetically a little better in the third, but it's a different game. It's easy to play when it's 4-5-1, but I thought tonight the guys right from the start, you know, I thought we played well, and they got a bounce on a line rush against, and they scored, and then I thought we still played well, and then they obviously got their two bang bang in the second, and that kind of You know, I mean, I was hoping that our guys would react how they did, and I think we did. We put a nice push on, and I thought, you know, the 4-on-4 goal was really special to watch, and I think that gave us a really big lift for the third. And then, you know, Kershev's been skating well all year, and it was nice to see him get rewarded. You know, it was a little bit of a lucky, but you got to shoot the puck to be lucky, and even if it's at a bad angle, so that was nice. And unfortunately, you know, just giving up that fourth goal, that hurt. And we still, you know, created some opportunities with the goalie out, and we they're a hard team, and we just couldn't get that second chance to get it in.
It seems like that's happened on a few occasions, that quick response goal. Is that something teams do to try to catch you with your guard down?
I don't think it's in their game plan. I think their game plan obviously is to, you know, try and, I'm sure there's been games where if they've pre-scouted us, they've seen us have some extended shifts in our D zone, and I'm sure that's what they want to do. But that's what we do to other teams, and I thought we did a better job of that tonight. I don't know if it's anybody's game plan. It's more for us to make sure that it doesn't become a too big of a rhythm. You know, we got to make sure that, we talked about it before, like no matter who scores, whether we score or they score. So tonight, even when we scored in the third period to tie it up, we got to make sure the next shift's ours and not give them a chance to go ahead. So that's something that we, I think a young team still, you know, not young in age, everybody, but a young team together is still working on. And I don't think that teams see us as fragile, because I think we have a pretty good work ethic. But definitely that, start of games, I thought we were better tonight. Other than, you know, they got a break on the goal, I thought we still persevered in the first period and outshot them, which was nice to see the guys have a lot more ozone time than the other team for a change.
The 5 forwards on the power play, is it high risk, high reward when you do something like that?
I think, it kind of looks like it, but I think, you know, the puck was rolling on Taser there, and he just came off a shift, so he was a bit tired, and it rolled off his stick for that break in the third period. But I think overall, Kershev, to add him in the mix, he's a pretty responsible guy, and that gives us really the best chances of what we think right now. So it makes the most sense. And, depending if someone just comes off a lengthy shift and we have a lengthy delayed penalty, maybe we'll have to make alterations to that, especially on the road. But, the last two games it's worked, and I think it's, until we get Seth back. And even when we get Seth back, he's coming out from missing over a month. He's going to be a little bit rusty too. So maybe we keep it for another game or two to let him get caught up and have a chance to catch his breath.
I'm playing from behind the past couple games. Is it increasingly frustrating? And do you feel as if there's more pressure going into the next game to get off to a better start?
Yeah, I think it's frustrating is a good word, but I think it's more exhausting. It's exhausting. It takes a lot out of you in this league to play from behind, especially against teams like this. They're experienced, they're good, they have a good pace to their game. So I think we have to make sure that we're conscious that we can keep, play like we did tonight, the first half of the game, or the whole game really, but really bear down on like line rushes against, D zone coverage, face-offs in the D zone, making sure that we're covering all our bases, so we have a chance to get the lead. Tonight, would have been a perfect night to play with the lead, because I thought we played well in the ozone, and we created a lot of scoring chances that way. I think the scoring chances were pretty even tonight.
I think that's the difference. You're down 3-0 to the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the Blackhawks just didn't keel over. They tied things up. They made it very interesting. They played tough for the majority of the game, but they do fall tonight 5-3. We'll take one more break, wrap this one up. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show here on 720 WGN. Final stop in the Blackhawks postgame show. They fall to the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight 5-3 from the United Center. I'm Joe Brand. Let's hear from number 88, Patrick Kane, who ended his 10-game goal drought tonight.
Yeah, it's tough for sure. Thought we played pretty well tonight. Great night overall, and just be down 3-0 and come back and give ourselves a chance. I think all night we played pretty well, just kind of got behind it a little bit and stayed with it and found a way to get back in the game. So obviously tough to, give up a goal to shift right after.
Well, what did you think of the ceremony tonight?
Yeah, it was great. It was special. I mean, I think a lot of us were looking at each other saying, this is pretty cool. So happy for Marion and his family, and it was fun to be a part of it, and well-deserved honor.
Strange for you to see all those guys, and they're all retired or all done.
Yeah, for sure. Way. Yeah, definitely. I think it was amazing times with a lot of those guys, and a lot of great memories. It's just, fun to see them because, you're so used to seeing them every day for such a long time, and then all of a sudden you don't really see them as much anymore, and it's like when you finally see him again, it's like just brings pure excitement and a lot of joy. So it was a great night. A lot of special people were part of it.
Is that a challenge for you to be sitting on that chair for like 45 minutes and then have to like do warm-ups 10 minutes later?
Yeah, it wasn't much of a off-ice warm-up tonight, but a little bit different and fun to be a part of it. And, I guess you'll be part of those type of ceremonies and sacrifice a little bit of an off-ice workout for something like that.
Oh, the good old days. Always fun to reminisce. And again, a fantastic ceremony for Marian Hossa tonight, put on by the Blackhawks and the United Center. Despite the loss tonight, a good performance by the Hawks. They do, however, fall. They're trying to end a bit of a losing skid. They will try to end that on the road in Dallas on Wednesday.
Jamie Benn, top of the left circle, to Sagan on the left wing corner. Two veterans playing together here as they work it in front. Benn, shoot, he scores! Jamie Benn gives Dallas their first lead of the night. Their captain makes it 3-2 with 11:43 to go in the third.
That was a call from Chris King of 88.7 FM of Islanders Radio. Blackhawks next game on Wednesday in Dallas, 7:30 puck drop, 7 o'clock pregame right here on 720 WGN. Blackhawks hockey is brought to you by Sitco. Adventure awaits. Fuel up first with Sitco. Budweiser, ComEd for Business, ComEd, powering business, powering lives. United Airlines and Plumbers 911 Chicago. Visit plumbers911.com for emergency plumbing service. Big thanks to all the help we got back at the station. Our producers of Jimmy Nash and Sammy Martino making his return. Along with our engineer of Brett Jackson here at the United Center, we got the help from Jack Heinrich in the locker room, Nick Hefner behind the boards, the play-by-play and color crew of John Weideman and Kaylee Chelios. And Sean Weideman making his return to the booth as well. For everyone that I mentioned, I'm Joe Brand signing off. We'll talk to you on Wednesday with the Hawks in Dallas. You've been listening to the Blackhawks radio broadcast on 720 WGN.
You've been listening to Chicago Blackhawks hockey on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN. Streaming on WGNradio.com and smart devices everywhere.